This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, the significance of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z. Dear listeners, this is Ali, and in today's episode of A to Z, we will be talking about the Islamic Revolution of Iran and who Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, was. Brothers and sisters, Imam Khomeini, even after his demise, and it's been around 40 years that, alhamdulillah, this Islamic Revolution has came about, Imam Khomeini is still being discussed. Imam Khomeini, his thoughts and his life and his stances, they are still being analyzed by the world, not just by the Muslims. So in order for us to be able to understand what this Islamic Revolution was all about, we need to be able to understand Imam Khomeini. And how can we understand Imam Khomeini? We can understand a part of Imam Khomeini by understanding his stances, his principles. Those principles, brothers and sisters, are a guiding light for all of us. These principles, majority of them, a heavy majority of these principles, are eternal. These principles, where did Imam Khomeini, Ridwanullah ta'ala alayh, drew these principles from? We have to look at that. Well, if you go and read the ahadith and the traditions of Ahlul Bayt, the Prophet and the Holy Imams, you would see that the source for everything Imam Khomeini stood for, it was in those traditions. If you open up Quran and if you look at the principles explained and defined in Quran, you will see that Imam Khomeini took his principles directly from Quran. So this was the source of those principles that Imam Khomeini stood for. One of those core principles we're going to be talking about today, and that is Imam Khomeini and opposition to America. Brothers and sisters, the Imam considered America to be the mother of all evils. His exact statement, which is well acknowledged by millions today, is, America is behind all that's gone wrong. Welcome back, dear listeners. Brothers and sisters, the Imam also declared the United States of America to be the great Satan. This conclusive stance of Imam Khomeini is acknowledged by the justice-seeking masses around the globe today. If you look at the slogan that gets raised by all the free-spirited people around the globe, it is "Death to America." There was a stance of Islamic Republic and the Islamic Revolution. In Arabic, this slogan is translated as Al-Mautul Amerika. In Farsi, this slogan is translated as Marg Bar Amerika. In Urdu, this slogan is translated as Murdabad Amerika. There are so many other languages that we can talk about, brothers and sisters, where this slogan has actually made the foundation for people to understand what America is today. Imam Khomeini, because there is a misconception here that a lot of people, a lot of times, bring up, sometimes out of their innocence, sometimes because of lack of understanding. And that is, saying death to America means death to American public, death to American nation. Brothers and sisters, let me read a saying of Imam Khomeini, who is the flag bearer of the Islamic Revolution today, who is the leader of the Muslim Ummah, and who is the Wali Faqih of the entire Muslim Ummah. He says, "Know that Death to America slogan is rational and has strong support. It is clear it does not mean death to American nation. This slogan means death to American policies, death to arrogance." Brothers and sisters, this is a clear stance of Imam Khomeini, and I read it to you word by word. It's not about American nation. American nation themselves predominantly is oppressed, except for those, of course, who side with the oppressive system itself. And yeah, death to those as well. But what we're talking about is that the overwhelming American population is actually subjected to the same oppression in different form and shape that America carries out around the globe. So death to America means death to this system of arrogance.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.